greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for there is no other name above his name. Eventually, every knee must bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Many of us have seen the wisdom of confessing him as Lord and Savior while he is offered in grace, and it is our desire to persuade others to come to know the same Savior in his saving, keeping, and satisfying power. This is Welcome Detweiler speaking and asking you to listen as we present another gospel program. Our prayer is that you may be blessed as you listen. In a very large corporation in the eastern part of the United States, there worked a young Christian whose life so radiated Christ that he bore a strong testimony to him and was an influence for good to all who knew him. The president of the company called this young man to him one day and, addressing him by name, said, "I have been tremendously impressed by your Christian life and your influence for good in our factory. Although I am the head of this corporation, I would give everything in the world if I could emulate you in this respect. Tell me the secret of your life." What happened in this particular factory has been repeated in every factory, workshop, school, and office where true believers in Christ have learned the secret of living for God. It is beyond any question the greatest power for good. The Christian who radiates Christ 7 days in the week, 52 weeks in the year, is a power for God that no one can dispute. The pretending infidel who loves to argue may claim to win some debates, but he cannot explain a happy Christian. who unconsciously displays the grace of God in daily living. The changed lives of men and women who were once hell-bound sinners are more powerful than sermons. The man of the world seems to be fed up on hearing. He wants to see. And eventually, he will find himself asking the same question that the president of this company asked: what is the secret of your life? There are a great many professing Christians, and I'm afraid some of them are only zealous church members, who are not a power for God. Instead of causing others to ask, what is the secret of your life, they are stumbling stones. They bring reproach upon the gospel. And they rather cause sinners to say, if that is all that the gospel can do for a man, I might as well remain in my sins. The scrutinizing eye of the unsaved man can very readily tell the difference between the mere professor and the genuine believer in Christ. For the true believer is not merely a Sunday Christian, but the peace that reigns in his heart is seen every day of the week. To some, God has given the gift of witnessing daily for the Savior, while others do very little speaking, but their changed lives are living testimonies to the transforming power of the gospel. It's good to hear the observing sinner say, that Christian has something that I don't have, and it's something worth having. The Bible is the believer's guidebook, and it contains many practical exhortations to believers, indicating that some Christians do become careless and forget that they are daily either a power for good or for evil. Among these exhortations, we have one in Philippians chapter 2, beginning at verse 14. Do all things without murmurings and disputings, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, holding forth the word of life. If you claim to be a true believer in Christ, washed in his precious blood, who knows it? Who believes it at the place where you are working? If no one has ever asked you the seeker of your abiding peace, it may be high time for you to re-examine your profession. You wouldn't expect them to notice something that does not exist. It may be that you will discover that you are only a mere professor, depending upon an old moss-covered experience that happened many, many years ago. It is quite possible that you are trying to live a Christian life without being born again. If so, you are involved in a monotonous grind. You want to shine or radiate for Christ as other believers do, but you find it almost impossible. It will be a happy day when this important question is settled. It's so vastly different to live for God after you are born again, for that new life just lives itself without any effort or struggle. True believers radiate Christ without being conscious of it. This is the life that counts, and I ask you, do you have it? If so, thank God. If not, I want to urge you to take your place as a lost sinner. Believe the record in God's word concerning Christ, that he died for you on Calvary's cross. God wants you to rest in his finished work, and by so doing he will give you a desire that you've never had before. He will remove harmful desires that have overpowered you. He will give you the power to live a life pleasing to him, and that will cause others to say, tell me the secret of your life. The few verses that I read in Philippians chapter 2 suggest that we are living in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, and in such surroundings, true Christians are to stand out as lights, holding forth the word of life, which is the gospel message. The whole world is wrapped in spiritual darkness. Men and women are groping about, and sad to say, many are contented to remain in that dense darkness. In John 3 I read that men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. In sharp contrast, the Bible speaks of Christians as children of the light, shining as lights in the world. The only spiritual light that this world has are the blazing torches of individual Christians who find it a joy to live for Christ day after day. If I'm speaking to an unsaved one who is still groping in darkness, I ask you to come to Christ, who can remove all the fog of spiritual darkness and make you a bright and shining lamp, a testimony for his glory. Christ died for your sins, and he asks you to receive him as your substitute, as your Lord and Savior. Thank him for what he has done for you, and you will immediately receive power to shine for him the remainder of your days. This is a grand day of opportunity, and every consecrated Christian considers it a very high honor to be able to hold forth the word of life. The old story of Jesus and his love is a message that brings divine life to every needy one who will receive his offer of full and free salvation. As one of his servants, I hold forth the word of life to you who are still unsaved, and I beg of you to receive this greatest of all possessions, eternal life. You may have it by receiving God's Son as your Lord and Savior. Will you come, just as you are, in simple faith, and receive God's love gift, the Lord Jesus Christ?
Forgive.